It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, a lot of focus on the presidential race. We'll talk a lot more with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. at 8:50. Kamala Harris was interviewed last night on CNN. It was taped with Dana Bash. Governor Walz was with her. We talked about it a little bit earlier. And earlier in the day, Quinnipiac came out with another poll, some interesting data points. We always like to catch up with Tim Malloy. Tim, thanks for delaying your weekend getaway, I guess, to talk to us. We appreciate it.
I'm not going anywhere. No problem.
Your summer is over.
Exactly.
What, I like to start, you know, sort of open-ended. Anything change since your last one?
Well, the change for us is that these are likely voters as opposed to registered. We usually fine-tune it down, get us closer to what we think really might happen. And it's a dead tie. It's a two-point lead for Harris. What's interesting is Harris has a 21-point advantage with women, which is powerful on their side, and then and an 18-point advantage for Trump with men. So not sure how to sort that out, but it really tells you the huge gender divide right now.
Yeah, and, you know, the margin of error, obviously Harris a two-point lead, but you can also look at it as a four-point swing, though, right? Because he was up by two in the last one, even though they're both in the margin of error. A four-point swing is actually outside of it. I'm not advocating that she's in an advantage. A lot of people tell me she needs to have a general election lead by five-plus to have a chance to win anyway.
No, but you're right. I mean, not sure about that, but something is happening. I mean, that's pretty clear. I mean, and where was she a few weeks ago? She was, what are they going to do with her?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's something going on.
You know, I thought, now, was this post-RFK dropping out?
This was, let me give you the dates. It was this week, obviously. It was the 23rd through the 27th of August. So it was right kind of in the middle of it, right? I think so.
Right. So, but you didn't poll with him in it. So I'm just curious anything shows up in the numbers that you can point at his absence.
Well, I think what this really fine-tuned things is he's out. He was only at 4% anyway. Jill Stein and Chase Oliver, the other two candidates, get 1%. So they're leaning toward almost irrelevant at this point. I mean, we're looking at pretty raw look at what's really going on at 49-47, which is a tie.
Tim Malloy from Quinnipiac joining us, the latest Q poll. I do want to ask another demographic question, but I also want to ask you, was there anything that was in there about the vice presidential candidates?
Yeah, I mean, we found that Walz's presence helps Harris more than Vance's presence helps Trump by several points. That's one thing. And he polls better as far as favorability by a good number. So Walz has been, so far, a good idea.
Now, in terms of, and again, this may not be a fair question to you since you focus on the polling, but you talk about the gender advantage skewing male toward Trump and then female toward Harris. Traditionally, does one voting block take up a higher percentage of participation?
Yeah, women vote more than men. I mean, I don't have a number on it, but that's generally the rule of thumb is that women vote more for men. And I think you're probably seeing the abortion issue has it's one of the reasons that number is so high.
Right. Right. Yeah. We're talking with Tim Malloy from Quinnipiac University here, the latest Q poll. The best way to access it is either just do a straight Google search. There's several stories on it. Also, their Twitter handle is very informative as well in terms of pushing this information out. Any other takeaways that didn't make the headlines, or, you know, all the write-ups on it that maybe didn't get the right attention?
Well, you know, we have talked a lot over the years. Personal traits are a big part of this. They're sort of the canary in the coal mine. I mean, on leadership skills and empathy and inspirational aspects, they kind of are at a tie. But when it comes to ethics, which we asked, who is most ethical, who's got the most mental fitness, who's the most level-headed, Harris clobbers him. So that is, I think, an indication of people concerned about the stability of the post of the past president.
Do we know the party breakdown of the people questioned?
I'd have to dig it out. I don't know. You know, obviously, Trump much stronger for the Republican Party. His issue right now is independents, too. You know, those are the people, the most volatile possible people that can really turn the page on this thing.
Yeah.
And he's not doing as well with them.
I think they're going to, I mean, I have a lot of conversations offline with people, and it's not necessarily, you know, our conversation here, but, I mean, it's going to come down, as we know, to a couple of states. I mean, it's just really unbelievable. And you can argue over which states, because I have people telling me that North Carolina is surprisingly in play a little bit more. I point to Arizona and Pennsylvania almost exclusively, but maybe Georgia.
Yeah, and Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. No, you're right. It's about electoral college.
If I could ask you one quick question outside of the polling, you know, from the debate to the assassination attempt to the stepping aside of Biden all the way through today, have you in your career witnessed a more intense cycle than this?
No, I mean, this is the Trump era, and it's not just Trump. The divisions in the country, the concerns about the environment, I've never seen Americans more at their throats. It's a little blunt, but, you know, how many friends do all of us have trouble talking to anymore, you know, or talk to delicately or leave things out of the conversation? So I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, you sort of hope that somehow this is going to coalesce at some point. But, boy, is this going to be an ugly next 60-something days, too. You kind of wonder.
Yeah, I mean, election night is going to be, I mean, I'm going to be basically, hopefully maybe you'll come on election night. I'm basically pulling all-nighter because, I mean, I'm going to do my show live in the morning, but I think I'm going to have to stay on the air through polls closing because I think it's going to be, I know they say every election is the most important in history, but this kind of feels like it might actually be that.
One quick thing, 91% of the people we polled are going to watch the presidential debate. We've never seen a number like that. That's a whole lot of people.
It's going to pull a number. I mean, I know Trump loves ratings. I mean, we're going to get it. I mean, it's. I don't know if it's Super Bowl-ish, but we're going to get a big...
Oh, bigger.
A big number. Have a great holiday weekend.
You too, man.
Appreciate you as always.
Questions are always great. See you.
All right, bye. Tim.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.